From WHYY in Philadelphia, this is The Y. I'm Annette John Hall. Three Mile Island is shutting down next month. It's infamous for being the site of the worst nuclear accident in U.S. history back in 1979.
Company officials had to shut down their Three Mile Island nuclear power station unit number 2 this morning after an accident occurred within the plant's turbine system.
When a water pump stopped working, one of the reactors was severely damaged and forced offline. A small amount of radiation was released, and the nearby town panicked. But the plant stayed open and kept providing power for Pennsylvania. It survived the accident, only to fall victim to financial problems decades later. Why is Three Mile Island closing now? And what does that mean for carbon-free energy in the state? Today on The Y, the end of Three Mile Island. My co-host Shai Binyakov and I talked with State Impact Pennsylvania reporter Marie Cusick on the 40th anniversary of the accident. Later, Marie will update us on the plant's impending closure.
The accident sparked a major anti-nuclear backlash, and it really halted the growth of the industry in the U.S. for decades. There was a lot of activism. There was a lot of celebrities. There were big anti-nuclear concerts. The plant was closed for quite a while, but Unit 1 did come back online in 1985, despite a lot of local opposition to it.
Three Mile Island is still an open operational nuclear plant today. How much power does it provide?
The plant can provide enough power for about 800,000 homes, and it's one of 5 nuclear power plants in Pennsylvania, and together they account for about 35% of the state's electricity generation. So Pennsylvania is really number 2 in the nation for nuclear capacity after Illinois.
So Marie, you've been inside the facility twice. What's it like in there?
Well, you really do feel like you're walking into a fortress.
One at a time. Are you all U.S. citizens?
Yes.
Yeah.
Were you all born in the U.S.?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, and is your company based in the U.S.?
Yes.
Yes.
All right, thank you.
I remember my camera guy and I, we had to provide our social security numbers in advance. I think they have a nuclear watch list of people they don't let inside nuclear plants. So we had to do that. And then when you get inside, there's, guys walking around with guns. There's big concrete barriers. You have to go through what feels a little bit like airport security.
At this time, do you have any prohibited items such as firearms, including parts and facsimiles of ammunition, explosives, incendiary devices, alcoholic beverages?
But a little bit heavier security.
Central. You got a PC West, 3 visitors, badges 4, 5, and 6. Everything's been checked in pads and illuminate, 601 notified.
And so once you get in past the security and you're inside the kind of the operational part of the plant, like, just describe it. What does it look like?
Yeah, I mean, it actually really looks like it's from the 1960s or the 70s. Even the color palette is some of those, like, I'll call it like a puke green.
like a seafoam almost.
Yeah, seafoam. Really, they said that's because when the plant was built, that's the technology that they had, and it really doesn't make sense to actually change it, overhaul it too much, or put in all kinds of new computers and equipment because it works in the way it was built.
Is the plan for Three Mile Island to keep producing power for Pennsylvania?
Well, the plant's owner, Exelon, wants to keep it open, and they've been lobbying heavily in Harrisburg for the past couple years to try to get some state help to keep the plant open. But they've said that if nothing changes, they're going to close it in the fall, in September 2019. Three Mile Island just isn't making money. Part of its problem are some of the other challenges the whole nuclear industry is facing. There's been stagnant demand for electricity. These plants have high operating costs. They faced competition from cheaper natural gas and renewable energy. And also, Three Mile Island is in somewhat of a unique position because it was hobbled during the 1979 accident and lost one of its reactors. So it is a single reactor plant, and those are just much tougher to run because you really lost half your capacity.
A government bailout could keep Three Mile Island going, but does everybody agree that's a good idea?
Well, there is opposition from across the ideological spectrum. You have the natural gas industry is fiercely against the idea of Pennsylvania doing a nuclear bailout because, of course, they're a competitor for nuclear power plants. They've been building a lot of natural gas-fired power plants. And then you have the environmental community, which may be supportive of a nuclear bailout, but only if there are parts of the legislation that will also help transition us towards a cleaner energy future. So right now, as we've seen it in Harrisburg, we've had a bill introduced, but the bill is very narrowly focused on helping nuclear plants, and pretty much there's a lot of people lining up against it.
Do we have another source of energy figured out?
Well, in the short term, what's expected to happen is that natural gas will largely fill the void, and natural gas is cleaner than coal, but from a climate perspective, it's certainly worse than nuclear because it has carbon emissions. And in Pennsylvania, the five nuclear plants we have right now account for about 93% of the state's carbon-free power.
Marie, why don't we have a greener plan, a plan to replace this carbon-neutral energy source?
I think that's a really good question. Energy touches every part of our lives, every part of the economy, and we live in a really politically polarized place right now. So I think Americans agree that we need to have a cleaner energy system, but getting any consensus around what that will look like is extremely difficult. Right now the Trump administration is really working hard to try to prop up coal and nuclear plants.
We are putting our great coal miners back to work.
But you've probably heard a lot as well about the Green New Deal and, the Democrats' plan to try to transition the economy.
Climate change and our environmental challenges are one of the biggest existential threats to our way of life, not just as a nation, but as a world.
But that's kind of interesting as well, because they really actually botched the rollout of this, and we're kind of unclear as to whether they actually support nuclear energy. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez put out a document that said the plan would like to phase out nuclear, but then her Senate co-sponsor said, no, the plan would be technology neutral. So even among Democrats and the environmental community, I think there's some real mixed feelings about nuclear energy. Scientists like Richard Alley, who's a professor of geosciences at Penn State University, explains that
virtually any time the subject of nuclear comes up, in a group of people who understand the problem and are looking for solutions, they end up in an argument. And it's because there really are good arguments in many different ways.
I think we have to decide as a society, are we willing to accept the inherent risks of nuclear power?
It is really true that the worst thing that could possibly happen with a solar cell is it sort of quits working. And the worst thing that could possibly happen with a wind turbine is it falls on your head. And the worst thing that could possibly happen with a nuclear plant is bigger.
This is The Why.
Supporting WHYY, Penn Medicine, helping to find new cures for cancer. With life-saving clinical trials and advanced surgical techniques, Penn Medicine is offering more hope for patients everywhere. Learn more at pennmedicine.org/cancer. Penn Medicine, what's next?
I'm Annette John Hall. When we heard that Three Mile Island was definitely going to close next month, we asked State Impact Pennsylvania reporter Marie Cusick to come back and fill us in. So, Marie, Three Mile Island potentially could have stayed open if Pennsylvania had decided to bail it out like it did in the past. What happened?
So there were a couple bills in Harrisburg that stalled earlier this year. They were hoping to have the legislature sort of redefine nuclear power as clean energy. But there was a lot of pushback, particularly from the natural gas industry, which is a competitor to the nuclear industry. So those bills just did not move ahead.
3 Mile Island is going to close on September 28th as scheduled. What's going to happen to the site?
So a Salt Lake City-based company called Energy Solutions, it's in talks to purchase 3 Mile Island's mothballed Unit 2 reactor. So this is the one that was shut down after the accident there in 1979. Mm-hmm. And the Unit 1 reactor, which is still functional, as you said, will shut down in September. It's operated by a different company. It's going to close. Workers there have been reassigned to other jobs. Shutting down and cleaning up a nuclear power plant is a lengthy and expensive process called decommissioning. At 3 Mile Island, this is expected to take decades and cost over $1 billion.
$1 billion, Marie?
Yeah, it's really expensive. So Exelon, which owns that still operational Unit 1 reactor, filed a report with regulators saying it could take nearly 60 years and cost $1.2 billion. The company plans to remove the fuel from the reactor. It'll spend about 3 years in what's known as these spent fuel pools to cool, and then it will go into these above-ground sealed canisters. And, of course, the Unit 2 reactor, which has been offline since 1979, that's the one that Energy Solutions is in talks to buy, and that's what they do. They decommission nuclear sites.
How are they going to clean up the 3 Mile Island site? Is it still toxic?
Yes, it is still toxic, and cleanup of 3 Mile Island and other nuclear stations is just going to be really difficult because in the United States, we do not really have a plan to deal with our nuclear waste. There was supposed to be a federal storage site, a long-term repository. You may have heard of Yucca Mountain in Nevada, but that has not moved forward for years. It's been political gridlock over that. Basically, a lot of people don't want this stuff in their backyards. So because of that gridlock, we now have nuclear waste just piling up at these power stations all over the country. And they were really never meant to be long-term nuclear waste storage facilities, but that's what they've become.
So it's going to stay there even though it's closed?
Yeah, the waste is going to stay there because there's nowhere else for it to go.
Last time we spoke, Marie, you said that if 3 Mile Island closes, that the state would be more reliant on fossil fuels. Is that still true?
Yeah, that's the expectation as nuclear plants like this one come offline, that natural gas will largely take its place. We've been producing a lot of natural gas in Pennsylvania. We've been building a lot of natural gas fired power plants. So renewables like wind and solar are also coming online. But in the short term, they do not produce enough to replace these nuclear plants. So yes, we will be likely burning more fossil fuels as a result of nuclear plants shutting down.
Thank you, Marie. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome.
Marie Cusack is a reporter for State Impact Pennsylvania. The Why is produced by me, Annette John Hall, along with Shai Binyakov and Alex Stern, under the editorial direction of Katie Culinary. Our intern is Xavier Lopez. Tweet me at AnnetteJH. Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow.